star. Do you think you're what they say you are? Ricky Lee, superstar. Do you think you're what they say you are?
It's showtime with Ricky Lee. Thank you for joining me here on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio, with streaming and podcasts available at huntleyradio.com. Continuing our series profiling performers from Chicago and the surrounding suburbs, I am thrilled to welcome a wonderfully talented actress and singer to the show who I have had the great pleasure of performing opposite. I've also seen her in other theatrical mountings, and she never fails to impress. Joining me now is the uber talented Amber Dow. Welcome to the show, Amber.
Well, thank you. Wow, that is a lot to live up to. Thank you so much for your kind comments.
Well, you know, one thing I like to do is kind of figure out where performers got their start. Do you come from an entertainment family, or are you the odd duck out?
No, my mother was a dancer when she was younger, she started when she was 3 years old and went to about 15 years old. And then my dad was a sports broadcaster, doing a lot of the Northwestern football and basketball games. He did a lot of bowling shows. He was one of the sportscasters on like Channel 5 back in the day. So he... that is sort of an entertainment type thing. And we all kind of have an entertainment, I don't know, personality, which could be a little too much at times if we're all in the room together, but.
Yes, I bet Thanksgiving is a loud affair.
Very, very loud. So if I interrupt you, I apologize. It's just, I'm so used to it.
Now, where did you grow up?
I grew up in Palatine, Illinois. I was actually born in St. Louis, but then we moved to the city in Lincoln Park area for about 3 years. And then when I was three, we moved out to Palatine. And except for about a 6-month period when my dad was potentially going to change job or go to a job that was near the Princeton, New Jersey area. And then we moved up to Rochester, New York for a little bit while. So aside from that 6 months, we then moved back to Chicago and like Palatine area. So we pretty much have stayed in the Palatine area for my childhood.
And at what age did you start expressing some artistic talents? You know, when did you start doing it all?
Well, I remember being in this old station wagon that was really cool at the time because it had the seats facing the back. Mm. I don't know if you remember those, which would never be safe now.
Oh, no. No, I remember like being in the trunks of cars and in the back of trucks and, you know, nothing. Yeah. You would there's not get away with it.
Oh, no, there's all kinds of unsafe riding back then. But I remember being around three, and my mom was in the passenger seat. My dad was driving, and she turned around to me, and she's like, how would you like to start dance lessons? And I remember the road that I was on, I like all of it. And it's such a vibrant memory for me. And so that kind of started everything. I started dance lessons, fell in love with expressing myself through movement. Then in like fifth and sixth grade, I did like a lot of choral, fifth and sixth grade, they had chorus. And so I really, really loved that. And then in eighth grade, I auditioned for the basketball team, didn't get in. And then I auditioned for the play and I got a role in that. And it was this, if you can imagine, over the top actress. Who was kind of bossy and, you know, had this kind of caustic attitude, which, you know, on stage that I don't know, sometimes I'm typecast that way, but they're fun roles to play. So I did that. And that really bit, like, I really got bit by the performing bug then. And then come high school, my freshman year, I was Truma Sarah in Fiddler on the Roof. And I started taking vocal lessons privately, and I was in choir. And then I started also doing things at Cutting Hall with actually music on stage. at the time, and then and other like professional companies as well. And then and I did so many different activities, it's like ridiculous. I look back and I'm like, I don't know how I handled that as a job, but okay.
And you still have to go to school for like classes and things too.
Exactly. And I was a straight A student. Like, I don't know. I don't know what happened. I think I used everything up back then. So now I'm just tired all the time. No. And then I went to Northwestern for undergrad, for college. And I studied theater there and was a part of the music theater certificate program there. So I got voice lessons there, excellent acting. I mean, it's just a wonderful university for the arts, and had such a rich education. And there I auditioned to audition for, basically audition senior year to get a chance to audition for New York casting directors with a trip to New York. And so, but I should backtrack this by saying my senior year in high school, I actually won the Goodman Theater Shakespeare competition and got a chance to go to New York then too.
Oh,
I didn't
wow.
get beyond that, but that was enough for me. Goodman Theater is great. So that was really fun. And then I went to Northwestern, and then on my senior year, I did get a chance to audition in both the theatrical and the vocal, like a music theater and theater, straight theater, in front of casting directors in New York City. And I got like a under five lines gig for five different episodes of All My Children. And then I actually stayed in Chicago after graduation for 2 years. And I ended up being Dainty June in the Bailiwick Repertory. I don't know if you remember Bailiwick on Belmont there, but now it's Theater Wit. But
okay.
They put on Gypsy. And Alexandra Billings, who is very famous now, was Gypsy Rose Lee back then.
Wow.
My Dainty June. So that was super fun. And then in 2000, actually 2 weeks after September 11th, I moved to New York City, which was, I know, crazy. And I was there for 5 years doing the acting thing, just, you know, auditioning, performing regionally and in New York City on TV and on stage, and you know, had a wonderful time. I was in my 20s. It was just a really energetic, beautiful time in my life. And then after 5 years, I was like, this is tiring. and it's hard to make an actual living doing this. And I missed Chicago because I really love Chicago as my hometown. And so I moved back in 2006 and got out of acting and theater for a while, went down the executive assistant track. And then in 2017, I got bit again. I was in a new musical in Chicago. And then from there, I just started auditioning for more things and while still keeping my day job. And so now it's been kind of wonderful because I do have stability financially and emotionally. And now I can, you know, pick and choose different shows that I can do. There's just, as you know, there's a wonderful community of theaters and actors, and just a wonderful arts community in Chicago and the area suburbs. So yeah, it feels really good to be performing again.
Very good. And now, do you live in Chicago now in the city?
I do. I live in West Lakeview currently.
But yep. You perform all over. Because I've seen you in Wisconsin. So, I mean,
yes.
you go places to perform.
Oh, yeah.
What are the kind of roles that really appeal to you? What are the ones that are fun to play, and what are the ones that are the most challenging?
I think the fun ones, most recently with Elgin Theater Company, I did, I would play Daria Chase in The Games Afoot. And it's, you know, it's an over the top farce. And Daria Chase is this over the top, totally critical, a Broadway theater critic. Not afraid to tell her, you know, she's a self-made woman, and she's single, and she's not afraid to give her view. And it was so much fun because I forgot how much I totally love physical comedy. Just like, because honestly, Ricky, like, it's a constant cartoon in my head. Mm-hmm. Like, it's just a cartoon in my head constantly. So the fact that I get to like embrace that, embody that, and share it with people. I would do it and then, you know, hear people chuckle in the audience and I'm like, yes, because it's just so much fun, the energy of laughing together or the ability to, you know, to have the gift, to give the gift of comedy, especially after the last 2 years we've been through.
Oh, yeah.
And honestly, you know, current times as well.
Yes.
It's just so important to laugh, so healing to laugh. And I believe theater is, well, it's been healing for me to perform and also to share experiences of humanity and of things that we need, something lighter, something just laugh our butts off. There's just, I don't know. There's, it's a great, great kind of therapy. That's for sure. So
what's your favorite?
That has been wonderful.
What is your favorite comedy that you've been in?
Oh gosh. I will say, I played Suzanne in Don't Dress for Dinner. Mm-hmm. I don't know if you know that. Oh my gosh. It's actually, there's actually one playing at Brightside Theater right now that I just saw a couple of weeks ago, and it was really good. But that is such a funny show. Funny, funny, funny. So that was awesome. Hilariously awesome. I will say though, the game's afoot. I just did, like, falls right in there because it's just, it's just the way I like to express myself. And like I said, to be able to make people laugh and to laugh with them, it just brings so much joy to my heart. Especially after, like I said, the last couple of years and things and how serious everything has been, that, that has been, that might be one of the funniest too. I was like laughing at myself while I was doing some of the things. Okay, this is ridiculous.
Now, you're very talented in comedy, but you also have background in drama.
Yeah.
What is the appeal for a dramatic role? What do you get out of it?
I believe it's, I am a strong believer that I was put on this earth to, I believe, to make people laugh, but also to understand experiences on a deep level. And because there's a lot of experience, life experiences that people have. And I believe that theater is a powerful tool to really communicate what happens to a person that goes through these various experiences. Because I believe that a window opens up in the people watching, in your own soul, as you relate, like any art really, as you relate to what you're watching, what you're seeing, what you're hearing, that that is untouchable with just words alone. And so I feel, I do feel that I am a storyteller and also a person that is meant to create understanding of different people in different stages of life. And so kind of bring about like a commonality of humanity. Like there's a common humanity in the arts. It's like, you know what? Yeah. Maybe I didn't have that specific situation happen to me in my life, but I can relate in this other way. And boy, is that ever true. You know, so I just feel like relating to people, creating a sense of community, connecting to people and sharing in this kind of energy that happens in theater on, you know, on stage when the audience and the actors are kind of gelling together and the back and forth, there's just really nothing like it. And it's kind of indescribable in a certain way. It's like, you know, when you leave a theater and you were touched by a performance, that it definitely was an experience. And sometimes you can't necessarily put words to it, or maybe you can put words to it, but maybe it's not until a year later when you're like, you know what, I saw that. And now something I'm living in life is taking me back to what I felt, and you start to make these connections. So I just feel like theater is really powerful, and to be a conduit of these stories is an incredible gift to me and an honor.
You're listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. You can also stream the show and listen to past episodes at huntleyradio.com. Today, we're talking with the wonderful Amber Dow about the wonderful world of theater. Now, Amber, you have background in television as well as theater. Do you have a preference of either genre, of either medium?
Theater will always be my first love. Mm-hmm. There is just that transaction of energy that happens in the theater. And also the different moments that you are, that you can discover as you're continuing to perform every night a piece, especially if you have other amazing and giving actors on the stage with you. I remember for In the Games Afoot, the comedy that I was talking about, like there, one of the characters and I, we have sort of a stare off. Like I'm angry at her son, and she is defensive of her son. So her son walks out of the room and she and I are left together, and there is no word, there are no words. And we were not directed to do this, but out of just the sheer doing it over and over again and being present in the moment and reacting off of one another, it turned into this like competing stares, like this power struggle of just with the way we stared and scrunched our face and stood up, you know, and it became hilarious part of the production that people laughed hysterically at. So that those kinds of things, I mean, I'm sure on set that happens as well, but in theater, there's such a living and breathing, like you're never truly done learning about, like learning in the scenes. And there are so many different things to discover. Whereas with TV and film, you kind of just, it is very technical. So there's a lot of things you have to worry about there. You have to, you know, you got to look here, you got to look there, you can't move too much, you got to, you know, whatever they tell you. So it's like, there are a lot of things, and there is a place for that. There's still enjoyment for it, but it's just so different when you're with a live audience, and it is that connection to people, and it's that storytelling. The storytelling is more immediate in the theater experience than it is in the TV experience. And so for me, it's much more gratifying to be on stage.
Now, we've talked about comedy and drama. You're also very talented in musical theater. What appeals to you about doing a musical theater piece versus a straight play?
I feel like music, especially when music is, when I am singing music, it's a very physical experience. It's like, you know, my whole chest vibrates, it goes up my throat, it comes out. Like there are ways of communicating emotion through music that can't be communicated in other ways. And I mean, through the shape of your vowels, through the way you're breathing, whether you're loud or soft, if you're punching certain words, like, and just the melody, like finding points in the melody of, well, what is this moment about? She's building to this moment. So what is this big moment? There are just so many things. I think my analytical mind and my physical body kind of, you know, have a meeting point, connect it when I'm singing and acting. When I'm singing and acting and dancing, it's like the full experience. I'm expressing in every way possible. But I just feel like it's just another way of storytelling, but the way breath moves through my body, it is just a whole nother experience, and it's exhilarating.
What are some of your favorite musical theater roles that you've played? I've seen you in two musical theater productions. I've seen you in Mamma Mia, wonderful. Yep. And then as Patsy Cline in Always Patsy Cline, which just floored me the way that you captured this real person and her singing style. You adapted your voice to that. What are some of the shows that have stood out in your memory as very memorable to have the opportunity to do?
I mean, those two were really great because you know, the music of ABBA is just like, it's just so fun. Yeah. I mean, it's fun. And also the arc of Donna Sheridan as a character, she gets to just be messy and she gets to be funny and she gets to, you know, there's so many aspects of her. And so it's just fun to bring all of that on stage, plus all the dancing. And oh, it was just a blast. And Patsy Cline, I just feel like I relate a lot to her, and I have come to have even a new appreciation for her musical styling and what she was able to accomplish in her storytelling through her music and based on her background. And so that also was a complete joy. I feel like, let's see, other ones that I've really liked, you're talking about musicals. I did in at Northwestern, I played Sheila in a chorus line.
Oh.
And we did, yeah. And we did all the original choreography. And yeah, I that the experience of a chorus line, because it is, you're not skipping around in different, you know, times of the play. You're really just living through one, you know,
You're living in the
moment, one
moment,
day.
yeah.
Yes. And it's just like the character, the arc, you just live through the arc in real time. And everything is so artfully put together. The original choreography is amazing. And the emotional journey is amazing. And the fact that there's so many different characters and so many different backgrounds, like trying to do this thing. And so that was just a powerful, really powerful time in performing that, I would say. I was in the ensemble for Sweet Charity, and we did all the original Bob Fosse choreography.
Oh.
And so I mean, singing, you know, those songs and doing all of the original choreography and learning how to like basically speak Fosse
Yeah.
with your body, it was just remarkable. And Mitzi Hamilton, who was the inspiration for one of the original characters, she was the one who directed, and she taught us the original choreography. And so she had stories and things that she told us, and it was a wonderful experience in all. Like I really feel like that was something else. That was next level.
Now, going back, you got your start in dance, and you got to do a Sweet Charity with the original Fosse choreography. Do you have favorite choreographers?
Oh gosh, Fosse is definitely one of my favorite.
Yeah.
Like anytime I love the whole idea that he used his what would be seen as shortcomings to his advantage and created a whole art form. Like
Yeah.
he wore a hat because he was, you know, insecure about being like bald or whatever.
Yeah.
So he wore a hat and had a specific way of holding his hat with the thumb and two fingers. And so he made all this hat choreography because of that. He did not have a great turnout, you know, when you're in first position, if you're a dancer, you kind of know that turnout is if you can get your toes as far, you know, out to the right and to the left as possible, then that is like a great turnout. Well, he didn't have that. So he turned everything inwards. So he, you know, you know, normally you would stick your you would stand and put your knees together and everything would be kind of turned in rather than turned out. So it was just it's just I love the idea of that. And also it was the way that he expressed emotion of the characters was so physical that performing that kind of choreography was just very refreshing and cathartic and effective. And I just think that it's beautiful. I love it. I love how he did that. So that I would say I would say he's probably my favorite choreographer.
And
Yeah.
do you have a favorite composer?
Stephen Sondheim has
Yeah.
to be. I mean, I'm sure that's cliche, but it's just like I remember first hearing music of Stephen Sondheim's when I was in college, and I was just like blown away by how authentic and how real like his lyrics were, and how raw the melodies were, and just but also how quick-witted and how succinctly he put such wisdom into his lyrics and his stories. It was just he is I can't believe that he lived during my like during our time, because he truly is one of those like kind of you know they call him the musical Shakespeare. He really is like he's one of the greats that will be remembered like forever. And so he's definitely my favorite.
Excellent. And we're wrapping up in a few minutes, but do you have any bucket list parts that you somewhere down the line you want to play them?
I do want to play Medea. I think that would be amazing. I want to be Dorothy Brock in 42nd Street. I want to be oh, what was the other musical that I just thought about? But any farces, like I would love to continue to do more physical comedy and farces and things like that. Yeah, anything by the author Feydeau. I don't know if you know, but the playwright Feydeau, he is just a genius with farces. I'd love to be in something there. And then Shakespeare, Constance and King John. I would love to play Constance. That's one of her monologues is the monologue that I won the Goodman Theater Shakespeare competition with. So I would love to, put that on its feet. Anything that's hysterically funny or anything that is really deep and powerful and dynamic, that's the leading lady kind of things. Those are the roles that I really, really get to me in good ways.
Yes, and I see you in all those roles. They're all in your wheelhouse. So I will look forward to seeing you in those
Thank
roles.
you.
You've been listening to It's Showtime with Ricky Lee on 101.5 Huntley Community Radio. You can also stream the show or catch up on past episodes at huntleyradio.com. My guest today has been actress, singer, and dancer Amber Dow. Amber, thank you so much for spending some time with us and sharing your talents and your stories. I've had a wonderful time talking to you.
This has been so fun, Ricky. Always. Anytime I come back on, I love talking to you and talking theater. My
Very
favorite
good.
subject. So hey.
Well, we'll get together again soon. Thank you so much, and good luck to you.
Thank you.